More than 4 months after the campfire, resources that were immediately available almost seem gone now. Volunteers are few, donations have slowed, shelters have been shuttered, the disaster recovery centers are gone. But there is help out there if you need it. That's the bottom line. Last week, Butte County announced a new program for campfire survivors to help them find whatever resources they need. The assistance is provided by 20 caseworkers who were sent from the California Children and Families Commission. To learn more, North State Public Radio's Mark Albert talked with Butte County Public Information Officer Casey Hatcher about the new program.
We're really talking about working with people on a case-by-case basis to help advocate for them and walk them through what their recovery plan is going to look like. And so we're working with individuals who have unmet needs. So maybe they are still in need of housing, or potentially they have a mental health need, or maybe they need clothing or transportation, something like this. So these case managers are really there to work with them, to walk them through the process, and to connect them to resources that may be available.
What are some of the other services that they offer or can refer one to?
So there's a number of different referrals that they're making out. So there may be people who have a need for food. So whether that is a connection into Employment and Social Services for a CalFresh referral, or maybe directly to a food bank or something of that nature. There might be people who have questions that persist about their insurance or maybe a rental arrangement, so they need legal services. There are needs in general for the things that people lost in their homes when they burned, so furniture and appliances and household goods, so connecting them to those types of things.
Give me an example. If someone is still without housing or still without interim housing, how do they help?
The housing need may be a little bit different for everyone. So it might be something as simple as helping them identify where they could put an RV that they maybe already have. So maybe they need to be connected with a property owner that could let them place their RV on a property. Maybe they need assistance helping understand how they transfer their affordable housing voucher to another community. Maybe they need to have assistance hauling an RV somewhere, or maybe they are affected because they had to move off their property where there's debris, and so they get connected with the county and are in a temporary RV park.
So someone has a list of, I have an RV and there's a spot available for me in Corning. They call this case management service and they'll be connected with someone who'll just tow their vehicle there because they're a good Samaritan.
Well, I think we all know that there's a housing shortage, and so a big part of the unmet needs for housing, particularly in Butte County, but even in closely surrounding communities, is a lack of places to go. We are having to be more creative with those connections. So yeah, to some extent, there are community-based organizations or Good Samaritans who are helping to provide some of those solutions. There's also public assistance that's available. So some of the housing solution is helping people reconnect with FEMA. Maybe people were ineligible for FEMA services, but they needed to provide some additional documentation or information and need some assistance with that.
What about something like mental health?
Well, we actually have seen so far from the folks that have come in for the case management services, the two primary needs that they've had are housing and behavioral health. And that might mean, again, a little something different for everyone. But that could be a referral to Butte County Behavioral Health. It might even be a referral to some of the services that are available specifically because of the campfire. So Kaiser Permanente is providing counseling services starting in February. They started February 20th through May, free of charge for campfire survivors. And they can have one-on-one counseling sessions. You can call in. There's information at buttecountyrecovers.org if you click on the health tab for the number to call for that. There's California Hope, who has counselors. So there's lots of different avenues to connect people to. And these case managers really become that point of connection.
It's primarily housing and mental health.
In addition to that, I think we've heard quite a bit that navigating FEMA assistance feels complicated for people. And these case managers can help them understand maybe they have been determined ineligible and need to provide additional information or simply need an advocate in that process. employment, their employment needs, absolutely. And there can be connections made for that through the Alliance for Workforce Development, who can work with displaced workers, works with businesses who are trying to recruit. They're really connecting people not only with public resources that are available, but those that are provided by local organizations, community-based organizations. They call it unmet needs. I think that's kind of a word that's used for it. But it's really at this point, what do you still have going on that you haven't been able to get met? And what can we do to help with that? So this is that connection. To access the immediate disaster case management, people have two ways to do that. You can call 211 and be connected with a case manager. You don't have to come physically into a location. In fact, the case managers can come to you, so they can be mobile. Or you can go to the Butte County Employment Center on Carmichael Drive, and those hours are 8 to 5.
That was Butte County Public Information Officer Casey Hatcher.